We're holding on Nunches Amud Bey's second line from the bottom. We learned yesterday, we were talking about the schedule of the Korban Talmid and throughout the year and how it relates to the Korban Pesach. One thing we mentioned is that the Korban Pesach is brought after the Talmid Shabbat HaBayim, unlike most Korbanos that have to be brought between the Talmid Shoshacha and the Talmid Shabbat HaBayim. We said everybody agrees to that. We had a machlokas Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, which in turn there was a machlokas between the three different amiroyim, how to understand them, about the specifics, what time the Korban Talmid was brought on a regular Erev Pesach versus Erev Pesach that was on Shabbos, versus regular weekdays and regular Shabbos. But the bottom line is, everybody agreed that the Korban Pesach does come after the Korban Talmid, so now we're going to discuss that. How do we know that? Tanan Rabbanan, Talmid Korban LePesach, the Korban Talmid is brought before the Korban Pesach. Pesach Korban LeKtodos, the Korban Pesach comes before the Ketodos. They brought Ketodos twice a day. The second one was in the afternoon, and usually you would just have, they'd bring the Korban Talmid, and then right away the Ketodos. Here you have the Pesach in between them. Ketodos Kodemos LeNedos. And the afternoon ketodos is brought before they light the lamps of the menorah in the evening. Why is that? Why does it go in that order? So the reason is, Yuchar Dava Shenema by Erev Ovein HaBayim, L'Dava Shalenema by Erev Ela Bein HaBayim Bilvad. So like this, let's focus on the Talmud and the Pesach first. By the Korban Talmid, the Pasuk says that it should be brought Bein Ha'abayim. And we said yesterday, Bein Ha'abayim means in the afternoon. Rashi on the Pasuk explains that you have a first Erev when the sun starts descending in the sky, which is after Chatzos, and or more particularly when you can start noticing the shadows being cast toward the east. Then you have the second Erev when the sun actually sets. So Bein Ha'abayim, between those two times, is the time to bring the Korban Talmid. But it says only Bein HaBayim about the Korban Talmid. Meanwhile, the Korban Pesach, it says not only Bein HaBayim in this week's parasha, but it also says that elsewhere in Parashas Re'eh, it says that you should shecht it Erev in the evening. So therefore, we delay something where it says both Erev and Bein HaBayim, which implies later in the afternoon, to something L'davar Shalei Nema by Erev Ela Bein HaBayim Bovad. Versus the Korban Talmid, where it doesn't say on it Erev, it only says Bein Ha'abayim. So therefore, the logic is so. Based on that, we're meant to understand that the Talmid comes before the Korban Pesach. Actually, Tosfos points out you have anyway a rule called Todir Rishayin Todir Kodim, that when you have two things, when you have two Korbanos, one of which is more common than the other, then the one that happens more often comes first. But the fact of the matter is, as we said yesterday, and as we're going to discuss again today, you have a mitzvah saseh, not to bring anything after the Talmud Shabbat HaBayim, Aloha Hashlem Kol HaKorbanos Kolam. So therefore, we need a specific limud to say that the Pesach is an exception to that. So in other words, we can't just say it would work because of the usual rule of Tadir, because the usual rule of Tadir would be overridden by the Esser to do them between the Tmidim. And there are some of the Mephoshim that talk about maybe once we say that the Pesach is brought after the Talmud, then we say that even we do use Tadir Vishayna Tadir as well to say that the whole procedure of the Talmud, including burning it on the Mizbeach and all, should take place before the Korban Pesach is even shechted. Otherwise, if it weren't for that, maybe we would say you shecht the Talmud, then you shecht the Pesach, and then you do the rest of the Avodis of the Talmud. Okay. So that's why the Pesach comes after the Talmud, because by the Korban Talmud, it only says Bein HaBayim, and by the Korban Pesach, it also says Ba'erev. So the question is, Yehochi Ketodos V'Nedos Nami Nichtamu LePesach. By that logic, the Ketodos in the afternoon and lighting the lamps of the menorah should also come before the Korban Pesach, because the same thing, the same logic, in other words, the Ketodos and the Neiros, it says, by both of them, it says only Bein HaBayim. The pasuk we say in morning davening, when Aaron lights the lamps of the menorah in the afternoon, then he should offer the ketodos. So there also it says Bein HaBayim. By the Korban Pesach it says Bo'erev as well. So we should say therefore that the Korban Pesach should come later than them. So why did we say that? No, the order is Tomid, Pesach, Ktodos, and Neiris. Why are Ktodos and Neiris not before Pesach? The answer is Shiny Hosam Demiat Rachmana Oisai. The difference is that when it comes to the menorah, the Torah has a miut from the word oisai, which from that we learn, as we're going to say in a minute, that that is the last avodah of the day, and then ketodos we'll get back to in a second. So detanya, we learn in a brisa, the pasuk says about the neiros, it says me'erev va'ad boker, that you have to light that they have to be lit from evening until morning. Which means, it means 10 lamidasa, means you have to put in the proper amount of oil, enough for it to be able to burn from the evening, from the late afternoon when they light the menorah, until the morning, which the Gemara mentions in Menachos, the Mishnah and the Gemara in Menachos may explain that means a half a log of oil per lamp. A log is about a pint or a little less. So you're talking somewhere about 6 to 8 ounces of oil in every lamp. The Chachamim figured out that's enough time, even the longest nights in Eretz Yisrael, the longest nights in the middle of the winter, are about 14 hours long. So therefore, half a log of oil, the Chachamim figured out, is enough to be able to burn for that amount of time. So you have to put it, so one thing the Erevat Boker means then is you have to put in enough oil for that purpose, that it should last all night. Dover Acher, and another meaning of the Pasuk, Ein Lecha Avoida, Shekshera, Me Erevat Boker, Ela Zubilvad. There's no other Avoida, which is kosher, from the evening until the morning, only this one. Meaning of it's to begin an avodah. In other words, they do burn the leftover pieces of the korbanos on the mizbeach, but that's not really a new avodah. That's a continuation of the avodah of the korban before. But a new avodah, this is the only one that's kosher me'erevat boker. And in particular, Rashi says what that means also is it has to be the last avodah of the day. There's no other avodah that can be started after it. How do we get that from the Pasuk Me'erevat Boker, my timer? So the reason is Omar Kro, because the Pasuk says, the complete Pasuk is Yarech Oisei Aaron Avonov Me'erev Ad Boker. The complete expression in the Pasuk is that Aaron and his sons should arrange and light the lamps of the menorah from evening until morning. So the word Oisei is Oisei Me'erev Ad Boker. Only the menorah is something that goes from evening until morning. There's nothing else that goes from evening to morning. So therefore, from that word oisai, we're learning that the neiros has to be the last thing of the day. So even though it's true that by the neiros it says only the word, it says only bein ha'abayim, it doesn't say ba'erev, and as Tosfos points out, the fact that it says me'erev over here, we're using for these drushes about the amount of oil that you have to have, and the fact that it's last avodah of the day. So therefore, that's how it has to be. Therefore, the neiros have to come after the Korban Pesach. What about the Ktoras? The Ikash Ktoras Laneiros, and there's a hekish between Ktoras and Neiros. The pasuk that we brought before, Vahalas Aronas and Neiros Bein Ha'abayim Yaktirena, that when he's doing the Neiros, then there should be Ktoras. So we see that there's a hekish between them. So when the Neiros are done is when the Ktoras is done. So fine, the Ktoras is done before the Neiros, because we said the Neiros is the last avoider of the day. But the point is, in other words, the Ktoras and the Neiros have to go together, and therefore both of them have to come after the Korban Pesach. So far, what we're saying, in other words, is like this. Again, the Korban Tomid, it says only Bein Ha'abayim, and there's no particular miut by it. Therefore, it comes first. The Korban Pesach, it says Bein Ha'abayim, but it also says Ba'erev. So therefore, that means it has to be delayed further. The Ktoras and the Neiros go together because there's a hekish between them, and by the Neiros it says by the two of them, by Ktoras and Neiros, it's true. It doesn't say Bo'erev, but it only says Bein Ha'abayim, but it says Oisai by the Neiros, meaning therefore that it's the last one of the day, and Ktoras comes right before it. So that results in the order that we said, which is Tomid, Pesach, Ktoras, and Neiros. Okay. Now, we did ask, though, that on the face of it, we should say that since the Ketores and the Neiros, it says only Ben Ha'abayim, then they should come before the Korban Pesach. So the Gemara says, V'tanya ki kushin. As a matter of fact, we do learn a Braisa that agrees with the premise of that question and says that Ketores and Neiros come before the Korban Pesach. The first Braisa we quoted says that they go in the order Tomid, Pesach, Ketores, and Neiros, but we ask that, what about the word Ben Ha'abayim and versus Ba'erev? So now, we have another Braisa that agrees with the premise of that question and says that this is the order that it goes in. That second Braisa says, Tomid Kodem L'Ketores, Ketores Kodemus L'Neiros, V'Neiros Kodemus L'Pesach. That, in fact, that's the order. Tomid, then Ketores, then Neiros, and then the Pesach. And the reason is, Yeruchah Dover Shenemah Ba'erev Ben Ha'abayim, L'Dover Shalenemah Ba'erev Ben Ha'abayim Bavad. Exactly the reason that we said before, because by the Pesach it says Bo'erev, and by these other three things, the Tomid and Ketores and Neiros, it doesn't say Bo'erev. So what about V'Hoksiv Oisoi? What about the Oisoi that we said, which is a miut that says that the Neiros have to be the last thing in the day? The answer is Hai Oisoi Mi Boilei L'Mu'uti Avodah Shebefnim. The answer is that Oisoi, according to the second Braisa, comes to exclude that there is no other avodah that takes place in the Heichel. That's done after the Neiros. In other words, the Neiros and the Ketores both take place inside the Heichel. So therefore, it's more logical. The second Braisa is saying, the Tana of the second Braisa is saying that if we're going to have a miut, then it's going to be not to be memayit any avoda at all, but only to be memayit another avoda inside the Heichel. So there's no other avoda that would be done inside the Heichel after Ketores and Neiros. But the Korban Pesach doesn't take place in the Heichel. It takes place on the Mizbeach HaChitzen. So what do we need to be memayit? Memayit New York Ketores. Namely, we have to be memayit Ketores. In other words, we have to figure out which one. We're saying that Neiros and Ketores are the two last ones that are done inside. But which one comes first? The word Oisai by the Neiros tells us that they come after Ketores. Don't think that maybe you do the Neiros and then you do Ketores. No, it has to be the other way around. First Ketores, then Neiros. It says, Oyer said by the Neiros. That's the point. So that's why we need that mute. Why do we need that mute? Sakatai Tachamina. Because you would have thought otherwise to say, the Pasuk says, when Aaron lights the lamps of the menorah, ben ha'abayim, then he should burn the Ketores. So it sounds like, Eman nadlik neiros b'resha, v'hodur nakti Ketores. So it sounds like first he lights the menorah, and then he offers the Ketores. Therefore, mi'at rachmana oisai. Therefore, the Torah tells us the word oisai by the neiros to tell us that, no, the neiros are the last thing inside the heichel. So therefore, so that clarifies that order. But according to the second Tana, the Oisai is not at all addressing things that take place outside the Heichel, namely the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach takes place in the Azara, so therefore that's not included in this rule of Oisai that the Neiros have to be after it. Okay, so the question is, Ela Ben Ha'abayim Yakturenu Lomali. Fine, so in that case, then what are the words, Ben Ha'abayim, he should burn the Ketores? What is that coming to teach us? If you're saying that the Ketores, in fact, comes before the Neiros, the answer is, Hachi Kamar Rachmana. Fine, what the Pasuk means, the Idan, the Mablikus Neiros, when you get to the point where you light in the lamps of the menorah, Tehei Mekatra Ketores, at that point, the Ketores should already have been offered. The afternoon Ketores for that day should have already been offered. V'halas Aronis and Neiros, Bein Ha'abayim, Yakti Rena, not you should be Makdu the Ketores now, but the Ketores should have already been offered. And now you do the Neiros, and then that's the last thing for the day in the Eichel. Okay. So those are the two different opinions. The Rambam Paskim is like the second Braisa. So therefore, the order is Tomid, then Ketores, then Neiros, and only then the Korban Pesach. Yeah. So that's what we're saying. The first Braisa had said that the Pesach comes before the Ketores and the Neiros. The second Braisa says that it comes after them, and the Rambam Paskim is that way. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. We learn in a Braisa. Let's talking more about this matter of the order of things. Ein l'chot. Right. So, No, so we didn't mention that. We didn't mention that point, right? We didn't mention the point about the Ketores and the Neiros, right? But now we're saying, in fact, that according to the second Braisa, there is nothing else after the Korban Pesach. It's the last thing. So therefore, yeah, we said yesterday that according to Rava's understanding of Rabbi Shmuel, we said we want the Korban Pesach to be as close as possible to the evening on when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, so it doesn't spoil before Shabbos is over and you have a chance to roast it, right? Yeah. Okay. There's nothing else that is burnt before the Tomet Shal Shachar except for Ketores. And the reason is Shenema ba boiker ba boiker. Because by the Ketores it says ba boiker, whereas by the Korban Tomet it says only baboiker. So the same logic as we just said before, that ben ha'abayim plus ba'erev equals later. It means closer to the evening. The same way, baboiker versus just plain baboiker implies earlier in the morning. The simple sense of baboiker means every morning. In general, in Tanakh language, when you have a noun like that repeated twice, you have a shem dover repeated twice, it means every one. Like yoim yoim means every day. But the Gemara is also darshining that it means that it happens earlier in the morning. Like it, so to speak, in the boiker of the boiker, in the earlier part of the morning. So therefore, Ketores is burnt first, and that's the logic. The Yukdam Ketores, Dover Shenema Baboker Baboker, Dichtir Vihikdor of Aaron Ketores Samim Baboker Baboker, Ledover Shalaynema Bayel Baboker Achad, that comes before the Tomid, where it only says one time Baboker. So therefore, the Ketores comes first. Now, the Ketores actually is burnt on the inside Mizbeach. The Tomid is only burnt on the outside Mizbeach. But they're different mizbechas. But one point is actually the Gemara tells us, I think in Yuma, that the fire that they use now to burn the Ketores on the mizbeach apnimi, they need fire over there. Where would they get coals of fire for the purpose? They would get them from the mizbeach achitzon. So the point is that the point is that. Before you even burn the Korban Tomid on the pile of wood, on the Mizbeach HaChitzen, before that already you have to have taken coals from there to bring to the inner Mizbeach to burn the Ketores. This is in the morning we're talking about. So what they have is like this. So you have the fire burning all night, and usually there are leftover pieces of the Korbanos that they're burning in it. In the morning, one of the first things they would do is they would set up a new pile of wood. The Gemara and Yoma talks about different opinions, how many piles of wood there were on there every day, and then there was always an extra one on Yom Kippur. Whatever the case, there was the Ma'arocha G'dola, so we say every day in davening, Abaya have Masader, Ma'arocha G'dola, Kedemis Ma'arocha Shnei Shoktoris. They would set up the big wood pile, which is where the Korbanos are burned on. Then they would set up the Ma'arocha Shnei Shoktoris, the second wood pile, which is used to take coals from it for the Ketores. One second. Then after that, you have Ma'arocha Shnei Shoktoris Kedemis HaSidur Shnei Gizriyotim. They put two pieces of wood. It's a specific thing that they have to bring up two pieces together with the Korban Tomid. Then that comes before addition Mizbeach HaPnimi. They clean off the inner Mizbeach. Now, at that point, we continue on over there. They shech the Korban Tomid during that time. So they shech the Korban Tomid and sprinkle it. The Ketores hasn't been brought yet. And that's fine, because we're talking about burning things on the Mizbeach. The Ketores has to be the first thing of the day that's burnt. We don't care about other avoidus, including the shechting and the sprinkling and the blood of the Tomid, can be before the Ketores. Then you have So then you have, at that point you have Ketores. And then Ketores, Kedemis La'ivorim, at that point is when they go and burn the pieces of the Tomid on the Mizbeach. So the Ketores is the first thing of the day that was actually burned. That's what we're saying. So they took over the leftover of the ashes. That was before they set up the wood piles. Actually, that's true. Abaya doesn't even mention that in his Abaya. We talked about it. Yeah, true. Masadeshin, of course. We're not. Abaya doesn't mention it in his list. That's a good point. I don't know why not. But I mean, it isn't. No, it's definitely an avoda. It's actually the first avoda of the day. It's a good point. I don't know why he doesn't mention it. But whatever. Anyway. the point is that so we're saying the ktodas kodemus laivarim. So the now I mean there are certain details of the order over there which is a machloikus about in Yuma. When we say abaya have masader, that's aliba da abashol. That's according to Abashol's opinion. You have in a couple of gemaras over there in Yuma where the chachamim disagree with him on certain details of the order. But we do agree that everybody agrees that ktodas comes before evarim, and that's based on what we're saying over here because ktodas it says baburker baburker and evarim the pieces of the carbon tumid that are burnt, it says on them only baburker. So again, the shechting and the sprinkling of the blood of the carbon tumid, that's not included in this rule because those are not things that are burnt. But when it comes to things that are burnt, the first one of the day has to be the ktodas. And continues the braisa. There's nothing else that gets delayed after the tumid shabbein abayim. Elak ktodas v'neiris or pesach. So we mentioned before the Todas and the Neiris and the Korban Pesach. Actually, Tosfos says maybe we don't have to have Neiris in here because again we're only focusing on things that are burnt. The Neiris is not, I mean, you're lighting them, but they're not something that's burnt on the Mizbeach. So maybe it's not something that we actually need to mention. Whatever the case, those things do come after the Talmud. And one more Umechusu Kippurim ve'erev Pesach. You also have one more kind of Korban that can be brought after the Talmud, namely Umechusu Kippurim on erev Pesach. Meaning, Rashi explains, let's say we have a Metzora or a Zav. You have those four kinds of Mechusrei Kapara. So let's say they forgot. Now the din is like this. A Mechusrei Kapara means Mechusrei Kapara means like this. You have certain Tmeim, a Zav, a Zava, a Metzora, a Yeledes, where what happens, they have to go through a multi-stage process to become completely Tahor. They have to have, there has to be a certain number of days. Then they have to have, they dip in the Mikra. Then the final stage of them becoming Tahor is that they have to bring Karbonus. And until they bring Karbonus, they're not allowed to enter the Azara, and they're not allowed to eat Kodshim. So now, let's say, for example, you have a Metzora or a Zov. Let's say. So now, they're finished with their tahara. They counted their days. They went to the mikveh. They had a head of shemesh and everything. Now, what's supposed to happen is that they're supposed to bring their korbanos. Let's say this mitzvah or this zav forgot to bring this korbanos the morning of erev Pesach. Now it comes the afternoon, and we realize there's a problem. If he doesn't bring his korbanos, he's not going to be able to eat the korban pesach that evening. If he can't eat the korban pesach that evening, we can't register him as part of a group. We're going to learn in the beginning of the next Mishnah that you have to have, there's the din, that you have to be pre-registered for the korban pesach before it's shechted. So he's not going to be able to do that. So therefore, we make an exception. This braisa is saying we're going to allow him to bring his korbanos in order for him to be able to finish his kapara, and that way he'll be able to eat the korban pesach that evening. So we're going to see. We're going to discuss soon the details of that. But so far, this is the braisa is saying that this is another exception. So what we'll do is, will allow him to bring his korban, even though it's after the Tumah Shabbein Arba'im, and usually we said after the Tumah Shabbein Arba'im, you don't bring any other korban except the korban Pesach, but we'll make an exception and allow him to bring his korban for his korban of Metzora or Rezov or what have you, in order that then he'll be able, then at that point he'll tovel. The toveling over here is actually not Daraisa. Rashi over here refers to a Gemara in Cholin that says that it's a mila, it's one of the milas that the Chachamim made as far as Kodshim. But whatever the case, the important point is he has to have brought his korban, and then he'll be able to eat his korban Pesach that evening. The point is that if he doesn't do that, he's not going to be able to bring the korban Pesach, and a person who doesn't bring the korban Pesach can be chayav kares. So therefore we have to allow him to bring his korban to make it possible for him to eat the Pesach. Rabbi Shmuel b'nai shi Rabbi Yechon ben Breuka Omer. Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yechon ben Breuka, says it's not only on erev Pesach. Af mechusik kippurim b'shal yemos hashana shetovel v'oichol b'kodshim la'erev. The same thing he says would apply to a mechusik kippurim the whole rest of the year. if he didn't bring his korban during the daytime between the Tumat Shel Shachar and the Tumat Shel Bein Arba'in, we'll make an exception and allow him to bring it later in the day after the Tumat Shel Bein Arba'in in order that he'll be able to eat kodshim that evening. Meaning, Rashi explains, let's say the rest of the year, let's say, for example, he brought a korban shlomim, a regular korban shlomim, just a nedava, before the korban tamid, which fine, that was the right time to do it. The problem is he was in Mechusat Kippurim. If he doesn't bring his korban for having been a zav or mitzora or what have you, he's not going to be able to eat those shlomim. And there's a mitzvah saseh to eat shlomim. So Rashi learns that mitzvah saseh applies to both the kohenim and Yisrael, who is the owner of the korban. So therefore, we want to enable him to do that eser. Therefore, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yechon the Breker says, allow him to bring his korban to make him not a mechusat kippurim anymore and be able to eat the shlamim. Allow him to bring that korban after the tamid in order to be mekayim. So not only when we're dealing with an esser which involves kores, such as the korban pesach, but even when we're dealing with a plain esser such as the esser of eating kodshim. There is a good deal of discussion about that, because you have Rishonim, I think the Rambam is among them, who learn that actually the mitzvah saseh applies primarily really only to the kohenim, not so much to Yisraelim. Right, you could also have conceivably other people could eat it. Why does it have to be him? An interesting point also is, now let's say we're talking about a shlomim. A shlomim can be eaten for 2 days. So you have an interesting point that the Rishonim bring up. Why, let's say, for example, we're talking about Tuesday, on a regular Tuesday. So he brought the shlomim. The din is you can eat the shlomim until shtiyah on Wednesday. So why should we say that he should be able to bring his korban as an exception on Tuesday after the Tumat Shel Bein Arba'in? Let him bring it Wednesday morning, and he still has the rest of the day to eat the shlomim. So in fact, because of that, the Baal HaMor says that the Baal HaMor argues that we're talking about that he brought the shlomim yesterday, and what we're saying is we want to allow him. Today is going to be the second day already. He brought the shlomim on Monday, and now we're talking on Tuesday. He realizes he still hasn't brought his korban, and then we should allow him to bring it on Tuesday afternoon after the Tumat Shel Bein Arba'in, in order that now he has the time from then until the end of Tuesday, until Shkia on Tuesday, to be able to eat the korban. On the other hand, the Ravid argues with the Baal HaMor and says, no, even if he brought the korban today, We would still be doicha the esser of Allah Hashlem Kol HaKavonos Kolam in order to make it possible for him to eat his korban today and tomorrow. We're not gonna tell him come back tomorrow with your korban and bring it only Wednesday morning, and then you'll only have Wednesday day to eat the korban. We'll allow him according to Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yechon the Breker, we'll allow him to bring it Tuesday afternoon. So it's like this. So we're gonna discuss soon. Most mechusrei kapara have a bird as part of their korban. We're going to discuss that soon. Most of them have an ola and a chatas. So you have like this: a zav and a zava. It's two birds, one for an ola, one for a chatas. A woman who gave birth, it depends whether she's rich or poor. If she's rich, then it's a sheep. Then it's a sheep. But then it's a sheep and a bird. And if she's poor, then it's two birds. And then you have a mitzora where if he's rich, then it's three animals, and if he's poor, then it's one animal and two birds.